Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hope you're doing great on a Tuesday. We'll be back out at Lions practice over the next few days, watching them in the joint practices with the Miami Dolphins. I hope we can escape and see some of it, because it's awfully difficult when we're kind of doing the show to also kind of digest what's going on. But we'll get one of the reporter dudes on. Maybe we'll grab Birchie Kid or something, get over and have eyeballs on it the whole time. And what stands out tomorrow as the Lions get ready for their next preseason game. Is this one Friday night or Saturday night? Do you remember?
The preseason game?
Yeah, the next one.
Is
16th. That's 4 days. That's Saturday, right? Saturday's the 16th?
Saturday's the 16th.
All right, good. Anyway, Dan Campbell spoke to the media yesterday, and we were on the air from out there getting set up. Actually, I think it was right before practice started. So practice started at 10:30. Yeah, we were on the air. So didn't get to check it out. And here's some of the best of what he had to say, starting with somebody asked him if they're growing, is there growing concern about the backup quarterback spot? And here's what Dan Campbell said. So this has gotten a ton of discussion, the backup quarterback situation in Detroit, and that was clearly a step in the right direction for Kyle Allen. You didn't have to be Vince Lombardi to figure that one out. And there were some deep shots, some deeper shots down the field. Hendon Hooker had some completed shorter passes. There wasn't a whole lot of down the field shots. And we haven't seen a lot of that from him. I don't know what the story is here, whether or not he is just never going to develop or coming along slowly. That's up to the Lions to figure out, because they'll have a best. They'll be able to figure out whether or not he's never going to develop or coming along slowly better than any of the rest of us. But as far as Kyle Allen's concerned, that was encouraging. Does it solidify anything? No. But does it at least give us a little bit of hope for the backup quarterback spot? Yes.
Yeah, I mean it was a nice recovery, because the first week was bad. Second week was really good for Kyle Allen, and for Hendon Hooker, you know, coughing the ball up twice is not good. But he's thrown, what, 16 passes in the two games? I think it was 3 for 6 in the first one, and what, 7 of 10 in the second game? Mm-hmm. Not a ton of yardage there, but two passes he had dropped were downfield.
Yep.
One was ripped out of the hands of the receiver, ended up being an interception in the first game. And the other was the other one was the throw down the sideline to
Jackson Meeks.
The running back on the wheel route. Reynolds, and he ended up Reynolds got lit up.
Yeah, that might have been a bit of a hospital pass. Was it me? I think Meeks dropped one of his passes as well early in the game, and then came back and played better after that.
So, again, was definitely outplayed by Kyle Allen. Yeah. But were there steps forward for Hendon Hooker? Not enough to overtake Kyle Allen at this point.
What's interesting is
what happens this week.
In that game, one of the early storylines of the preseason is guys who could be playing themselves into jobs elsewhere. And like, so having good enough preseason, but they don't have a spot on the team they're with. Right. You know who I saw listed? Easton Stick, the quarterback at Atlanta.
He played really well.
So, and the reason that is relevant to us is because they have Michael Penix and they have Kirk Cousins. And there is a probability that Stick will be either released to try and get through to the practice squad. I don't know. They might try and keep Emory Jones, or they might try and move Easton Stick. Would you rather have Easton Stick than Kyle Allen? We got to see him play as well, and I don't know the numbers. I know they were pretty good. One moment, please. 15 of 18, 149 yards, the one touchdown. So, I mean, we saw some good throws from him.
Saw some great throws from him.
But and I'll give you the same names we've been regurgitating that could become available. Jameis Winston, Kenny Pickett, Skylar Thompson. Throw Easton Stick into the mix, it could become available. You know, there are some guys that I hope that they take a look at.
Is Trey Lance going to become available?
Dude, Kang, you would love that.
Or Tyler Heinicke, one of those quarterbacks out there?
Give me even more reason to root for the guy. Yep. I mean, I don't want him starting for the Lions, but good backup. You know, nothing wrong with that.
Okay. So what about Hendon Hooker? You heard him say right there that he put him in the game early. Then, you know, why'd you pull Hendon Hooker? I think most people have heard this, but he gives a little bit of analysis of what he sees there with Hendon Hooker. Yeah.
So it's translating it from the practice field to game day, whether it's preseason game or in the actual regular season game. But that's, I read somewhere today, one of the reporters had written that that's the thing for him. He has to translate it because apparently he's fine on the practice field, but it's more controlled, obviously. But step into a game day situation and things aren't going his way. And coughing it up twice in the same game. And one of the second cough up was right in the red zone or in the borderline of the red zone after they had driven nicely. Can't have it. And you're gonna waste your opportunities.
I will say this. A quarterback getting hit and fumbling in their first significant playing time is less concerning to me than a quarterback turning it over with interceptions. And the interception he threw in the Hall of Fame game, the one that was should have been caught, these two things, they feel far more correctable. And I'm not sure it's going to be a continued problem. It's just getting used to the speed of the game. You think you've got a second, but you don't.
Right. And for him, the big problem is he's competing with somebody. And that somebody, Kyle Allen, really stepped in and did the job. Three scoring drives that he led the team to. It was impressive. You can't say that you didn't. If you watch the game, you can't come away not impressed with what Kyle Allen did. And a lot of that is because Hendon Hooker turned the ball over, and the alternative was three scoring drives.
Mm-hmm. Well, the positive and negative out of it, negative obviously is the Hooker fumbles, and he had to be pulled from the game. The positive is Kyle Allen wasn't supposed to go in the game yet, and that's what happens in a real game is you're not supposed to go in yet, and bam, wait a second, get your helmet on, we need you. That's kind of what happened to Kyle Allen, and he shined, and that's exactly what would happen if you went to your backup quarterback during a regular game. So, like I said, the negative is Hooker was bad. The positive is Kyle Allen came in without even being, I don't want to say not being ready, but he wasn't expected to come in yet until the second half, and he showed out.
I guess the one thing that I can't envision is I can't envision Kyle Allen winning important games. I can envision him winning a game or finishing out a game or not hurting his team. I'm just not sure that Kyle Allen has it in his back pocket to win an important game. And maybe that guy's not available. Maybe everybody feels, I'm sure some teams feel better about their backup. Atlanta has to feel better about their backup quarterback situation than Detroit.
Well,
I'm sure that I would think that the Giants probably do. I would think that even Cleveland, they don't have a starter, but they got a bunch of guys who are probably capable backups.
What we don't know is what they look like if they're running with the ones.
Nope.
Because the ones that the Lions have are awfully good. I mean, the receiving core is great. The running backs are great. The tight end is great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty great. The offensive line, we're not sure yet. Still, you know, going to wait and see what it really looks like. But let's say the offensive line is good. Then if the offensive line is good, then I think if Kyle Allen steps in there in games, I think he could win games.
He might be right. I guess I just want to see more here in the preseason. I don't even know if he can check that box in the preseason.
I don't know if
you're
probably, check that
you're
box.
Right. You probably won't know until you know. In the meantime, the joint practices with the Dolphins start tomorrow. Dan Campbell tells us what he hopes to get out of him. Coming up today at 12:32 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. You asked a question on your show sheet yesterday, and this had to come from somewhere. donuts or cake for your birthday? Why did you ask that question?
Because I was at a birthday celebration on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a brunch type thing. And someone was told to bring some donuts. They brought donuts. And the birthday girl, who is not a little girl anymore, she made a comment saying that she likes donuts better than cake for birthdays. And then it was echoed by several other people that were there at the party. And I thought, I'm going to store this away. As a person who prefers cake to donuts for birthday. But okay, you like donuts over cake? Okay. But it was seconded and thirded. Thirded? Yes.
Thriced.
It was seconded again by others at the party. I was surprised.
I've never heard of donuts for your birthday instead of a birthday cake. Now, given I'm not one that asks for birthday cakes, pretty much on birthdays, my mom makes this cheesecake. She has like raspberries that you drizzle over the top of it. And that's what everybody gets. And that's, God bless mom. She's still getting it done.
There you go.
Everybody's birthday, there's her raspberry cheesecake. But
I think it's because the thinking behind it is it's individual as opposed to getting a whole big cake and got to cut the pieces. Like, hey, just grab a donut. Or, you know, I've been to weddings before where instead of serving a cake, there were like cupcakes.
Yeah. No, I've seen
spectacular cupcakes. But maybe that's just it because it's more portable and easier to deal with.
Ken, you ever heard of this? Donuts instead of birthday cake?
Yeah, because I've been going to a lot of birthday parties now, but maybe for kids too, it's different because the individual thing, Gator, like you mentioned, just a handheld, easier to pass around is a good thing. Cupcakes, right, are done a lot with birthday parties because, hey, just take a cupcake. A lot of times when people have cake, the first thing you hand out cake to everyone, they're like, oh, that's too big. I need something smaller. You know, it's like, because it's hard to cut it uniform, exactly a certain specific size that everyone it can agree on or whatever. So I don't mind this change, Doug. I like it. Like, make it more normalized donuts for birthday parties. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, to make it easier, I'm not a big cake guy either. I'm actually a cheesecake kind of guy, but whatever makes it easier to pass around for everybody, because God knows I've been to way too many birthday parties over the last couple of years. And
The life of a young parent.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, this was not for children.
Yeah, I know it wasn't. But the parents are always the one. That's too much. You know what I mean? Like, that's too, I don't want.
Because they have to deal with the kid after they've had the 75 grams of sugar in there.
Yeah. All right.
I personally would prefer the cake over the
Whatever the individual wants, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And you're a donut guy. You love donuts.
I like donuts, but I prefer a cake if it's going to be,
for a birthday. Yeah. What about this, Gator? A birthday-sized donut for your birthday.
A birthday cake-sized donut?
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, I know.
I hadn't given it any thought. I mean, it depends on what kind of donut it is, you know?
Krispy Kreme glazed.
All right. Slow down. Just stop.
That's going to work for you?
Imagine.
It's the simplest thing, and it's the best. It just, when you do it right, you stick to it. That's it. And Krispy Kreme knows what they're doing when it comes to a glazed
donut. I think we've stumbled upon one of Gator's core foundational beliefs in life is the belief in the Krispy Kreme glazed donut.
Well, there's that, but it's also the belief in just that, though. If you do something well, stick to it. You don't have to deviate too much, right? Mm-hmm. You want to dress it up a little bit here and there, okay, but don't stray too far. You know, there's... You can go a long way. Like, there are a lot of donut places out there now that do like these really fancy donuts. And okay, they look great and they might taste fine, but they're impractical when you try to eat them. Like, let's not get carried away here. At the base, you've got an awesome glazed donut. That's good enough. Just stop right there.
Okay.
That's good enough. It's like with a hamburger. Hamburgers are great. You want to make a cheeseburger, whole slice of cheese? Yeah, okay. You want lettuce, tomato, pickles on there? Okay. You want onions on there? Yeah. Do you want to throw another patty on it? You want some ham on that? What? You want to add bacon to it? Next thing you know, you've got a sandwich that's a foot and a half high.
It's uncontrollable is what it is.
Just what happened to the burger was good.
All right, let's get back to the Dan Campbell thing.
I'm hungry.
I know you are. Speaking of the, you mean the talk about the seafood boil with a spare rib in the middle of it?
Not as hungry.
No. All right, Dan Campbell, what he hopes to get over the next few days, and specifically from the Dolphins, who are in town for a couple joint practices before they play. We'll be there tomorrow. Here's what the coach hopes to get.